Well, this morning we're going to talk about something fun. We're going to talk food here this morning. Good food, homegrown Iowa food. Kylie Peterson is the Director of Marketing for the Iowa Beef Industry Council, and she joins us here this morning as we begin the year's quest to find Iowa's best burger. Kylie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for the time this morning. The quest for Iowa's best burger, it comes around every year, but boy, it sure does bring a lot of fun.
That's right. Actually, it feels so strange this year since COVID allowed us to kind of delay our contest last year. We just announced our winner of last year's contest in August-September timeframe, so it feels very weird kicking this off again already, but we are doing it. It's something that everybody gets really excited about this time of year.
Well, you know, when we think burgers, oftentimes we think about, hanging around the backyard grill, if nothing else. And I guess the one thing about the COVID situation, I know a lot of restaurants suffered and struggled a little bit last year, but folks were still able to toss some burgers on the grill.
Absolutely. You know, that's why this contest is so extremely important this year, just because the restaurant industry has seen some of the most notable changes caused by COVID-19. And so it forced many to close their doors and some to close their doors indefinitely. So, you know, this contest is not only a great way to celebrate that high-quality product that Iowa's beef farmers produce, but it also helps draw business to participating restaurants. And so, you know, whether you dine in or carry out, this contest is a great way to challenge Iowans to rally their support behind restaurant owners and Iowa's beef farmers by choosing to order a beef burger, you know, one additional time per week. Go out there and try new ones. If you think you know where the best one is, maybe you don't. So go, you know, somewhere else local and give it a try and figure out which one you want to cast your vote for this year.
Well, and so many, it seems like, of these restaurants that win these competitions each year are using locally sourced products.
That's right. Yeah, you know, it's those producers here locally. You know, it's been cold this past week, and beef farmers and ranchers around the state and around the United States have had some challenging weather to deal with, and they're out there doing their job and out there working really hard every day to take care of those cattle and ultimately produce a great product here that you can enjoy at several amazing restaurants around the state.
Is that a kind of a talking point or a point of pride for some of these restaurants when you get out and have a chance to do the judging? Is that they'll maybe talk a little bit about how they're sourcing some of that beef right out their back door?
You bet. You know, we get to go visit all of the top 10 restaurants that are picked from the votes that we garner here from February 15th to March 15th. And so we get to go around and visit them and give them a plaque of recognition. And we get to sit down with the restaurant owners and, you know, figure out where they get their beef sourced from and how they create that great tasting burger that everybody knows and loves. And so it's great to sit and talk to those restaurant owners and hear their story. You know, as a person in agriculture and a farmer myself, I know I'm very passionate about the industry that I serve. And it's also just eye-opening to hear that they're also very passionate. You know, they have great stories and great products that they source from local people. So it's very nice to go out there and talk to those people. They're hardworking and they deserve our support in any way we can.
You bet. Well, as you touched on, the one-month roughly window is open right now. It just opened February 15th for folks to judge. The deadline for those initial nominations coming up on March 15th. And folks will be hopefully getting out, enjoying some of those great homegrown burgers. Kylie, tell them what makes up a great Iowa burger.
Yeah, you bet. So first of all, the burger must be 100% real beef. It's served in a patty form on a bun or bread product. So spices can be added to the patty, of course, and burgers can have a variety of different condiments and different combinations there on top of it. But ultimately, the burger is judged on the taste of the patty, its appearance, and the proper cooking temperature of 160 degrees. So that secret panel of judges that will go out and judge those top 10 based off of the consumer's votes, we'll be judging on those three categories there. So basically, it ultimately comes down to that that patty itself and what it's made up of. But, you know, hey, if you like lettuce and tomatoes, or if you like onion rings on your burger, that is fantastic. Just cast your vote. You can do that in a variety of ways. You can visit our website at www.iabeef.org. There's a Best Burger tab at the bottom of the website, or you can text BEEF, B-E-E-F, to 515-220-2020, and you'll get a link that'll allow you to go to our website and vote from there.
a lot of different ways to do that. I'm sure over the years you've seen a lot of different variety when it comes to the burgers, some really interesting ones that from some of the traditional ones, you kind of get a little bit of everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, you bet. A couple years ago, they had a secret jalapeno jam that was on the burger, and I don't like spice, but honestly, you could not even taste it. It just added a little flair to it, and I think that that's kind of why, you know, that extra special taste was added to it and helped just enhance the flavors and, you know, gets people to vote. But, you know, ultimately, that's what it all boils down to, is casting your vote and helping support these restaurants. That's how it pushes them to be in the top 10. You know, you might not think that your vote matters, but it really does. So I like to say that a lot of people, you know, a lot of local people think and they know where their favorite burger is. But if you know and it's the best kept secret, tell everybody about it, you know. Tell us so we can go find it and tell everybody about it and tell people to vote.
Yeah, it's not like your favorite fishing hole. You don't need to keep it a secret. It's okay
right.
to share that information with people. Let's talk about restaurants. We use the word restaurants. Are there certain guidelines for who can be nominated?
So, no, not really. The restaurant just must be open for business by the beginning of this nomination period, so obviously February 15th, and then they must be open year-round. So that's the only criteria. You know, we have food trucks that have been nominated in the past. So, yeah, really, we're pretty flexible on that, but they just must be open for business beginning on the first nomination period and then year-round.
Okay, very good. And, of course, that opening nomination period is open to the public, and you get a lot of nominations from really all over the state. We've had winners from around here.
That's right. Yeah, last year we received nearly 7,000 votes for almost 630 restaurants in roughly 300 towns here. So it is, you know, last year the one was in BB Town, and not many people know where that is. It's a small little tiny town, and honestly the restaurant is the center of the state, or not the center of the state, but the center of the town. And I mean, it's just the locals love it, and so it's a fun little destination place, and now it's on the map and known for their best burgers. So really, we get a lot of nominations, and it's super fun to see where everybody's favorites are and which ones are kind of getting everybody excited to vote for them. So
yeah, and these restaurants do see a bump in business typically.
They do, yeah. Wood Iron Grill, which was our winner in 2019, they went from serving 200 burgers a week to selling 200 burgers a night. So it really does help boom their business and really helps draw people outside of town into those communities. And so, you know, this last year, Iowa, and this information is according to the Iowa Restaurant Association, we're great partners with them, but Iowa alone lost more than $1 billion in the restaurant industry. So, you know, dining in and carrying out helps infuse money back into those local communities, and contests like this really help put those restaurants on the map and kind of give people a destination to go visit and try their food.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, as soon as we were able to get back out and enjoy our favorite restaurants again, made a real strong effort to be able to go do that, to help some of those folks who needed that type of business to be able to keep those doors open to us. And that just didn't end in the first couple of weeks. We need to keep that effort moving.
Oh, absolutely. This is really a recovery time for those restaurants, and they are such an important and valuable partner to the beef industry. You know, they really focus on providing quality products that appeal to consumers, providing them at an affordable price. And so they absolutely need our support. And if you go visit a local restaurant, dine in and carry out, and you order a beef product, you're not only supporting a local business owner, but you're also supporting Iowa's beef farmers. So this is a great partnership that we have here with Iowa Cattlemen's Association. And it's just something that people look forward to every year. And personally, that I look forward to, you know, helping promote and be a part of.
Yeah, it's one small example of the importance of the beef industry here in Iowa, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, on that note, this contest will, the voting period will wrap up on at 5 p.m. on March 15th. So cast your vote. And then March 19th will be when we announce the top 10. And then actually we will announce the winner on May 3rd to kick off May Beef Month in Iowa. So that's a great celebration of the beef industry and how it impacts our economy and our local communities and our environment in a positive way. And so if you know you are anxiously waiting to hear who the winner is, you'll find that out on May 3rd.
Awesome. Well, I offer every year. I never get the phone call, but I'm always available if you need extra judges.
Okay, I will make note of that.
No, you won't.
I will. I'm writing it down as we speak.
Let's go over those contest guidelines one more time for them, Kylie. How do they actually vote? You have several options there.
Yeah, you bet. So votes are accepted online at iabeef.org. You'll scroll down and visit the Best Burger Contest tab, or you can simply text BEEF, B-E-E-F, to 515-220-2020. You'll get a text message back with the link. You'll click on that link. You'll find your restaurant. They're listed by town and then the restaurant name. If you don't find it, you can scroll all the way to the bottom and there's an other option, and then it'll have a place where you can type in your restaurant name. And so once you hit that vote now button or that submit button, that is when your vote is counted. So make sure you scroll all the way to the bottom and hit that vote now button so that your vote counts.
All right, load it up. We all love burgers. Doesn't matter how you prepare them. There are a lot of great options for you out there. Take advantage and try something different, and maybe you'll discover another favorite here around the state of Iowa. And we'll look forward to that May announcement. Kylie Peterson, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.